This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Spanish police in riot gear clashed with elements of a thousands-strong protest outside Barcelona headquarters as a pro-independence rally in the city turned violent Saturday night. About 10,000 demonstrators surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles at police. Police carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Spain's Supreme Court had sentenced the Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years for sedition. At least 7 people were killed in Iraq on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And late Saturday, Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi ordered the counterterrorism service deployed on the streets of Baghdad. This is VOA News.